Nobody blows away here. But update on the injury report. Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Eddie Royal, knee, limited. Zach Miller, rib, limited. Sam Otto, shoulder, limited. Tracy Porter, ankle, limited. Antrell Roll, knee, limited. Shay McClellan, ankle, full. Any questions?
What was Shay again? I'm sorry.
Ankle. Yeah, he was full. Yeah. He went from knee to ankle. Last week he was knee, this week he was ankle.
It's hard to keep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's really hard for me, especially at my age.
John, even though you're at a point where you're trying to win each game and just concentrating each game, do you ever, at this point of the season, your first year, take a step back and say, hey, we're making progress in the big picture. We're not making, you know, do you ever look at it like that way, and can you?
Not really. I think just right now the approach is, you know, again, we break our season down to quarters. We're in the fourth quarter. It is the end of the race. It's like a fourth quarter of a game. You know, you take the approach, just head down and try to finish as strong as you can. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from the players, and it's kind of our expectations as coaches, mine as well.
And in these situations, in reality, can you tell by the way a player approaches these games, does that ever determine decisions that are made in the offseason about next year?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a performance-based business. You know, I think that doesn't change whether you're first year, second year, 14th year. You know, I think our players understand that, our staff understands it, and you know, it's a competitive business and you have to perform well. So, you know, we're evaluating every game, every practice.
In your experience, how much does a strong finish carry over momentum-wise to the next season?
You know, I think, you know, winning cures all. You know, whether you can parlay that into momentum for the next week or the next season, you know, really, this game's only fun when you win.
Have you guys used much playoff talk the past few weeks to motivate or just to discuss things, whether it be locker room, and has that died off now?
Not really. I think, you know, that's the goal every season. And really until, you know, the season's over or until you're mathematically eliminated, you know, I think that's, you know, a carrot out there for every team in the league right now, you know, unless you're mathematically eliminated. So, you know, it's important, you know, the fourth quarter of a game or the fourth quarter of a season.
John, Washington is coming off a tough loss, like you guys, with actually a lot of similarities. Is it harder at all to gauge your next opponent when the prior week goes so, you know, unexpected or on such a kind of ends on a low note?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, from experience, you know, I think the more you focus on your own team and yourself, I think kind of the better the outcomes are. I don't think you spend a lot of time worrying about them or their team or what they're dealing with. You know, I think just focusing on, you know, your preparation and in tune, I think that affects your performance.
John, what would it mean to get Antrell back this week if he's ready to go Sunday?
You know, I mean, the more healthy guys, the better. You know, I think so I root for all of them every week. The reality is, you know, even off of 53, you can only dress 46. And so, you know, there's a tough decision sometimes, and sometimes the injury is a part of that.
Couple more. John, going back to focusing on your team, have you noticed anything different at all in the preparation with your guys after what was such a kind of devastating loss at the time?
You know, I mean, every loss is, quote, devastating or crisis or whatever word you want to put, just like every win's a party and a parade and a carnival. You know, so it's that's why it's a lot more fun to win. But, you know, again, it is what it is. You get the next week. Nobody comes rescues you. It's on the schedule. I think we'll be there at 12 o'clock. We're probably a little earlier than that this Sunday against the Redskins.
Is the carnival more so in a big market with more people? Is it
Heck, I don't know. Tires? I've been in all kind of markets. I don't really keep track of that.
All right, great. John, how much attention do you
pay before a game in terms of whether you think guys are ready? Is that all up to your assistant coaches? Is it all up to the players themselves? Do you really gauge that?
I quit trying to figure that out about 20 years ago. You know, it was like, what kind of warm-up do we have? Whether they had a smile or didn't have a smile. I mean, you're either prepared or you're not. So that gets proved pretty quickly once the contest starts.